All right, let's lock up the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. The new edition of Ducks Illustrated is out, and a most apropos cover, Ruthie Hebert making a layup against USC with a big league knee brace on. Let's welcome in the guy who does many things for the publication. Jerry Thompson joins us. JT, how are you?
Very good. Despite the snow, made our rounds, and Ducks Illustrated gets out there no matter what the weather, I guess.
All right. You're like, you're a better delivery guy than Newman.
that standard's pretty low.
Right,
now,
yeah.
Jerry was the high standard, and I guess I'll accept the Jerry moniker for this one.
Right. Newman wouldn't deliver in the rain, so Jerry took over his route, had a higher percentage, yeah. And they knew Newman was not on the job. All right. So, good starting point. Where could folks get the magazine?
At your local Bi-Marts, Dairy Marts, Duck Stores, and Oregon Stores.
So the senior spotlight, Oregon Center, and kind of do-all, Adi Gildan, you know, she doesn't get the coverage of Sabrina or either even Satu Sabali. But, man, if you're a fan of this program, safe to say that she's a really important part of the story. Plus, she's just a terrific young woman.
Yes, well, the Oscars were just Sunday, weren't they? And
yeah.
Nomination for supporting role would be Adi Gildan for the Ducks basketball team. You know, her and Mike, they came in the same time. They got the most victories of any Ducks, that have women Ducks in basketball. But she's doesn't seek the glory. Often she'll pass up shots to make another pass. And I asked her about that. And she said, I'd just like rather get a three-pointer to Aaron than a two-pointer for herself. Aaron Bowling, I'm speaking
right,
about,
right, right, right. No,
and the fact that she went with to school with Kelly Graves, one of his sons, all through middle school, high school, went to all his camps, and just kidding here, Kelly, and still wanted to go and play for him. It speaks a lot. It actually is a great compliment to Kelly Graves and to Adi, too, because sometimes, you know, just because you go to some of these camps and know people doesn't mean you want to play for them for 4 years and go to that college. She would have went to Gonzaga if Kelly would have stayed, just like Lexi Mando. So that's quite a testament to the relationship that they developed.
You know, you mentioned Coach Graves, who's a member of the Ducks Illustrated staff now. He wrote about shooting, and listen up, because his team shoots it really well. What did he have to say about their approach and the fact that, you know, when they bring a player in, that they want to make sure they can shoot?
Well, that was number one. They recruit players who can shoot. And I talked to him about making adjustments on shooters, and he said, that really doesn't happen very often. You know, we get players who we don't have to make those kinds of shooting adjustments. They've already got it. So, and then he has, it's a great article about, I think, I'm afraid all the other teams in the Pac-12, I don't know how they do in practice, but if they start using this, we might be more competitive and, you know, not beat teams by 40 points like we did Stanford. But, no, it's great to have a team. We've got Boley and Cazorla and Sabrina and Sabali, and they can all shoot the three very well. And the nice thing is, in practice, is that they replicate game-type shooting from the position that they're the best at. And, you know, people can shoot all day long, but you got to get the ball where you're going to get it in the game, so it's second nature. And like Aaron Bowley, it takes about half a second to get rid of it.
Right.
It's just like automatic.
No, I love her ability to catch and shoot real quick. We've seen some additions to her games over this year. She's been terrific. One last thought on the women's team. In my Mallard musings, I wrote, when opportunity knocks, you got to answer. The Oregon men 2 years ago, you know, they beat Kansas. They got into the Final Four. I believe now is the time. The future, you never know. I mean, this program, Jerry, looks great for the future. But this team this year, any logic to my theory that this is the time? They got to capitalize. They got to get to the Final Four in Tampa.
Of course not, Steve. You think I'd agree with you on that?
Obviously not.
Well, I certainly understand, but I think that this, the main goal, although I'm sure they want to go all the way, is to get to the Final Four. They were one half away against Notre Dame, the eventual champion, last year. I think getting to the Final Four, to me, is a major step forward. And then I think next year, now this is assuming Sabrina comes back, and I sure hope she does. Now, if my theory is this, if you want to hear my theory, is if we go ahead and win the whole thing, as your theory, then I would think Sabrina probably wouldn't come back because you reached the pinnacle. But just like you talk about the men's team, if they would have come back, the chances of them going all the way would have been really great. Hopefully the women have a little bit more. They don't have the dollars, as many dollar signs in front of them, so, you know, tempting them. So hopefully they will go all the way this year. But I think the best team, if Sabrina comes back, is next year's team because of Naira, Satu's sister, the two Australian young women coming in, the Great Britain woman coming in, Taylor Chavez will take over for Maite, and Lydia Giami should be improved. Everybody should be improved, and they're just such a machine right now. They know each other. So I'm hoping you're right, but I'm thinking next year's the year.
Okay, but I just, and like you said, with Sabrina, it's not like a guy from men's basketball can get drafted high and all of a sudden sign a, you know, an $11 million contract. They max out at $125,000 a year, which, you know, for everyday people, it's fantasy money, but comparatively so, it's not.
I don't know, Sabrina, if that's how important that NCAA championship is to her, but as competitive as she is, I would just think that if they don't make it this year all the way, they would try it one more time. That's my hope.
No, that's legit. Talking with Jerry Thompson of Ducks Illustrated, this offseason for Duck softball, upheaval is probably a good word. And you can't jump to any conclusions just yet because, you know, once you hit Pac-12 play, I mean, this is just such an elite cutthroat league. But, you know, they're still in the top 20. They've been playing well. What have you observed so far?
Well, they played number 3 Florida today to a 2-1 loss, unfortunately. But that is quite impressive for a team that if they didn't have the 5 freshmen who were recruited by Mike White, if they hadn't stayed, they wouldn't be a team. You know, and these 5 freshmen, I don't think is freshmen. They've been very impressive. The whole infield is made of freshmen, and Lexi Wagner and Wright. I think they're probably very influenced very well by their head coach, Melissa Lombardi, but also their two assistants who were national players of the year, Megan Langenfeld, I think, her other name escapes me, but All-American 4 years at Michigan. So I think I'm really impressed with the results. I mean, we obviously wish Maggie Belint would have stayed because our pitching is really thin beyond Jordan Dale. She's been amazing. I assume she got the loss today, so that'd be her first loss. But, boy, they've just been overachieving. You picked last in the Pac-12. I watched a lot of their games in some of their tournaments, either online or on TV, and I'm impressed when they're putting the ball in play. They're not striking out a lot.
You know, on the baseball side, I know,
yes,
looking outside, it's like, yeah, let's talk about baseball.
Use the colored balls.
Right. The worst week of weather I've witnessed my 29 years here. But for folks who might not be familiar yet, what have you seen from this kind of team Coach Horton has put together and maybe anybody special to keep an eye out for?
Well, yes, they're kind of remind you of the women. They've got 4 or 5 freshmen starting, but they have only one senior, Jacob Goldfarb, who's our senior spotlight. He led the Ducks last year in 10 offensive categories. It's incredible. Hit over 300. He's got the record, or tied the record for most putout or assists, they call it, from right field, throwing a runner out in the career of Oregon baseball history. So there's a guy to come out and watch. And the other guy who's incredible is the freshman Aaron Zavala, who was hitting I think, close to 500 after the first six games. He's from a local guy from Kaiser, Oregon. I don't know how he got away from the Beavers, but he was the 6A player of the year, left-handed hitter, batting 542, 13 hits and 24 at-bats, and a lot of RBIs, too. So there's some guys to look at. Kenyon Jovan got roughed up a little bit in his first start, but he's projected to be the ace. He's an Oregon guy, and so is Cole Stringer. So we got some Oregon players. Not that we can't root for California and other states to come here, but it's nice to see, you know, a bunch of Oregon guys doing well. And to me, your theory, this is the year for Oregon baseball. They better achieve pretty highly, or it might be a change needed at the head. And I'm still rooting for Coach Horton to turn this thing around.
No, I think most people are in your corner, and I don't think there's a doubt about the magnitude of this season. Let's wrap with men's hoops. The final homestand is here. As I wrote in my column, this season has graduated from what might have been to, well, now you got to win the Pac-12 tournament, or for a second straight year, no big dance. But what's your read beyond the wins and losses? We've seen poor execution at times. You think, especially for the head coach, who's done such a terrific job, it's just been a study in frustration?
Oh, yes, it's been a study in frustration. I mean, losing Bowl, even though he had a great outside game, there's not a good inside game now. Kenny Wooten's mainly rebound stuffs. Same with Francis Okoro. To me, Miles Norris at 6'10 is got the all-around game. I hope they get him the ball more, because he's very impressive, even blocking shots, getting rebounds. So I'm looking forward to Miles Norris sticking around. Like I said in the article, the good news is Lewis King has really had a very good year, averaging over 15 points in conference play. The bad news is Lewis King is having a very good year. I just don't think he's probably going to be sticking around. I haven't got the NBA projections, but Troy Brown got drafted very high, and I think Lewis King has made a bigger difference than he did last year. I think it's inconsistent. They play a good half and then a bad half. The offense is struggling. It's almost like they need an offensive coordinator sometimes. And they just living and dying by the three, because the inside isn't really a big threat. I mean, they're getting in sometimes, but teams play zone. They're pretty much been living and dying by the three. But we can beat Arizona State. We can beat Arizona. We beat them down there. We can beat the Washington teams. We should have beat Washington here. We beat Washington State. We could go 0-4. We could go 4-0.
Yeah.
That's the kind of team it is. You just don't know. So you go out and see. By the betting man, we might be able 2-2 this next four games. But yeah, I don't see us winning the whole thing. But stranger things have happened.
It would have to be really strange and basically represent a substantial upgrade from what we've seen. For the entire.
Well, we had Washington on the ropes.
Oh yeah,
they're the top team. So you just got to put 3 or 4 days together, and that's easier said than done. But I'm not giving up hope until it's over.
Until it ain't over, until it's over. All right,
right.
JT, one more time, where can folks pick up the publication?
Their local Bi-Marts, Dairy Marts, the UVO Duck Stores, and the Oregon Stores that carries Oregon gear, too.
All right, good stuff, JT. Always a pleasure. Be safe out there. We'll talk again soon.
Thanks. Go Ducks tonight. Beat those Sun Devils.
All right. All right, before we...